Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
how are you?
你们好吗?
You are the only one that's good.
只有一个人好吗, 今天?
I'm glad to be back.
很高兴回到中间,
and to share the word of God with you.
来与你们分享神的话。
So today we'll look at a story that many of us are very familiar with.
我们今天来看一个我们很熟悉的故事。
It's in the Gospel of John.
是在约翰福音,
chapter 4,
第四章。
It's the story about the Samaritan woman.
讲到撒玛利亚的妇人。
How many of you are familiar with that story?
有多少人熟悉这个故事?
Good. Now that you're familiar with it, I want you to still keep an open mind.
好，既然你们很多人都很熟悉，希望你们坐稳了，好，打开我们的耳朵。
And don't just feel that, oh, I have heard it many, many times.
不要觉得说，哎呀，我已经听了好多遍了。
But see how God would use this passage to speak to us today.
我们来看主如何用这些经文对我们说话。
So we will start by reading the passage.
我们先来读这段经文。
I guess I'll ask Brother David to read it in Chinese and you can join in Chinese and then I will read it in English and for those of you that want to read in English, then join me in reading in English.
Go first.
Yeah,
go first. Okay. Alright, so 我们中文一起读。主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗约翰还多乃是他的门徒施洗他就离了犹太又往加利利去必须经过撒玛利亚于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城名叫叙加靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地在那里有雅各井耶稣因走路困乏就坐在井旁那时约有五正有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水耶稣对他说请你给我水喝那时门徒进城买食物去了撒玛利亚的妇人对他说你既是犹太人怎么像我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往耶稣回答说你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁你必早求他他也必早给了你活水妇人说先生没有打水的器具井又深你从哪里得活水呢我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水难道你比他还大吗耶稣回答说凡喝这水的还要再渴人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源直涌到永生妇人说先生请把这水赐给我叫我不渴也不用来这么远打水耶稣说你去叫你丈夫也到这里来妇人说我没有丈夫耶稣说你说没有丈夫是不错的你已经有五个丈夫你现在有的并不是你的丈夫你这话是真的妇人说先生我看出你是先知我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷耶稣说妇人你当信我时候将到你们拜父也不在这山上也不在耶路撒冷你们所拜的你们不知道我们所拜的我们知道因为救恩是从犹太人出来的时候将到如今就是了那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他因为父要这样的人拜他神是个灵所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他妇人说我知道弥赛亚要是要来称为基督的要来他来了必将一切的事 都告诉我们。耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。 好，我们停在这。
So now we're going to try to do it in English. Question one that I have. Do you have ESV or this is the version? This is the version. Okay. So secondly, I just realized, since it's a little different from mine, so I should have to read it from the screen. But secondly, I realized that the bottom first on that screen that I have don't show the English. So I'll read it with you guys, but every 4 or 5 verses or so, I have to stop because I don't have the English version here. Okay. But we'll read it together. Chapter 4, verse 1 to 26. The Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John. Although, in fact, it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. When the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria.
So he came
to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, try as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the 6th hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right where you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had 5 husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our father worshipped on this mountain, but your Jews claim that the place where you must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, where the true worshipper will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I who speak to you am he." Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus,
亲爱主耶稣,
may you open our hearts.
求你开我们的心,
as we gather here today to listen to your word.
当我们聚集在这里听你的话,
we give thanks in Jesus' precious name.
我们感谢你, 奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
And thank you for adjusting so I could see the last line.
谢谢你做了调整, 所以我们可以看见最后一行。
So this story has a lot of information.
这个故事有很多的资料。
Many things are very cultural.
有很多是有文化背景。
And a lot of times we look at this passage to talk about how to share the gospel with other people.
常常我们用这段经文来分享福音。
But that is not what I want to focus on today.
可是今天这不是我的重心。
I want us to look at it more introspectively.
我是想要以一个内省的观点来看。
To think about how does this story relate to our own lives?
来看这个故事与我们的生活有什么关联。
So first, when did this encounter take place?
第一个就是这个相遇是在什么时候发生
？The passage tells us it's around the sixth hour.
这个中文里面讲到的是第六个时间哦，中文。
Which usually means it's around noontime.
这里讲的意思是中午。
Which is, I guess, around now.
差不多就是这个时间。
So let me ask you, if you have to go outside to do things on a summer day.
所以我来问你，如果在夏天你需要出去办事
，What time would you pick? Would you pick noon time to go out?
你会选择在中午的时候去办事吗
？That's the hottest time, right?
那是最热的时间。
I mean, I just looking at the sun outside make me want to take off my jacket right now.
我只要光看外面的太阳，我就想把夹克脱掉了。
But this woman chose to go and get water at around noon time.
但是这位妇人却选择在中午的时间去打水。
It is quite extraordinary that she would go at that time.
这是很奇怪，她会在这个时间出去。
Usually, people would go in the morning to go to get water.
通常当时的人是在早晨去打水。
Not only because the weather would not be as hot.
不仅仅天气比较凉爽。
But it also makes sense.
而且是很有道理的。
Because you get the water for the day.
因为你把当天所需要的水打了。
And then so you can use it for the rest of the day to make tea.
你可以用早上打的水来做茶。
To wash up.
来梳洗。
To cook with.
煮饭。
And even nowadays, if you look at the third world country where people have to go to different places to get water.
甚至今天你如果看一些比较落后的地区他们早需要打水
They always go in the morning
他们总是早晨去打水
But not only they would go in the morning
他们不仅仅早上要去打水
But this is also supposed to be a community event
而且这也是一个村一群人一起做的事
Women would be going together as a group
妇人们会成群的一起去
One of the reasons is I guess for protection you have a group
一方面可以互相保护
But this is also a time of social gathering where they can talk to one another.
他们也借此他们可以谈话他们可以有社交
I guess in some sense it's like one thing that I never understood is like women like to go to the bathroom together.
有一件事我总没办法明白就是女孩子总是一起去上厕所
But I finally realized that it is a form of social gathering.
后来我终于了解这是一种他们可以社交的习惯
But this woman...
但这位妇人
She went alone.
她独自去
During the hottest time of the day.
在当天最热的时间去
Why?
为什么
I guess the story went on. We started to see the reason why.
当这个故事继续发展我们看到原因
Because we can take a look at verse 16 to 18.
我们可以看到第16到18节
Jesus asked her to say, go call your husbands.
耶稣对她说你去叫你丈夫也到这里来
It's kind of strange that why would Jesus bring up such a topic in the middle of their conversation?
耶稣和她讲话讲到一半突然把这个题目带起来很奇怪
It appeared to be kind of random.
好像是随意的问的
But if you look at it in the context,
可是你如果按着上下文来看
They were talking about thirst.
他们在讲到口渴。
The woman was thinking about a physical thirst.
这个妇人所想到的是肉身上的口渴。
But Jesus wanted her to start looking into not just a physical thirst.
耶稣不要她仅仅看到肉身的渴。
But a thirst that she had about her life.
是一个应该看到她对她生命的干渴。
That we are always thirsty for something.
我们总是在饥渴着什么。
And for this woman,
对这位妇人
she had a particular thirst for relationships.
她对关系她有一个干渴。
Especially relationship with men.
尤其是与男人的关系。
In Jewish tradition at that time,
在当时犹太的文化背景
they permit people to marry if the husband is, has died.
如果丈夫死了，妻子可以再嫁。
But even with that, it's the maximum they would see as appropriate would be three times.
可是最多他们一个正当的限制是三次，结婚三次。
For someone that had been married for five times, it would have been seen as dishonorable.
当一个人结婚了五次是一个很不容易的事。
So this woman was being isolated by her people.
所以这位妇人她被她自己的同胞所排挤。
Because of her desire to look for something that she think would satisfy her.
因为她在寻找一个她认为可以满足她的。
Do we see that happening around us nowadays?
我们今天在我们周遭可以看到相同的事吗？
There's actually a girl that I know.
我认识一位女孩。
She would be dating different people.
她会与不同的人去约会。
Okay, not at the same time, like at different times.
在不同的时间哦，不是同时。
But every time when she started dating someone, she would tell me that like this guy is great. This guy is the guy that I have been looking for.
当她又与一位男士约会的时候，她会告诉我说，哦，这个男士太棒了，太好了。
But usually it's around 12 to 6, 18 months.
大概通常12到18个月。
She would come and say that like, this guy is really not the guy for me.
他会又会跟我说，他说这个人不是我在找的人。
And this pattern would continue to go on.
同样的事情一再的循环。
Somehow she said that this guy is just not what I'm looking for.
所以他一直重复的说，这个男人不是我要找的人。
I thought this is the relationship for me.
我以为这个与这个人的关系是我所需要的。
But he is not.
但他不是。
And not only through relationship that we think is something that can satisfy us.
我们不仅仅在关系上我们寻找满足。
There are many other things that we believe could serve the same purpose.
有其他许多的事情我们也用来做代替品。
A few months ago, there's an article in the New York Times.
几个月前在纽约时报里面有一个文章。
The title of the article is Wealthy, Successful,And miserable.
他的标题说是富有成功可是痛苦不堪。
When you think about wealthy, successful, what do you think?
当你想到财富又成功的时候你会怎么想?
Wow, that would be a great life.
哇这样的生活太棒了。
But the title says wealthy, successful, and miserable.
可是他的标题却是富有成功痛苦不堪。
Why would this guy write an article like that?
为什么这位作者会这样子写?
Okay, he himself was a graduate from Harvard Business School.
他自己本身是从哈佛商学院毕业。
And he went to the graduate 15 year anniversary.
他去那个商学院15年的毕业的聚会。
And when you think about this kind of gathering, you would be expecting people to talk about how successful they had been.
你会想在这样子的一个毕业的聚会，你会看到大家互相讲到是多么的成功。
And it's true, there were many, many successful people there.
的确，在中间有很多成功人士。
But when they talk to one another, they share different stories.
可是当他们彼此交谈的时候，他们就分享一些故事。
A woman shared about how she received the news that her company.Was being bought out while she was in labor delivering.
一位女士她说，当她在待产房医院待产房要生产的时候，她才听到她的公司被另外一个人所占有了。
One person talked about how his company was taken over by some other people in very terrible ways.
另外一个男士讲到他的公司怎么样被一个人给。用不正当的手段给占据了。
The only problem is that those people were his relatives.
而那些最大的问题是那些不法占据他公司是他亲戚。
So instead of talking about success stories,
所以与其聚会的时候大家分享如何的成功
，the topic of discussion were actually like missed promotions, disaffected children, and billable hours in divorce court.
所以他们讲到的是。活得痛苦不堪，讲到他们的孩子的问题，还有他们因为离婚要付一大笔的这个赡养费。
Instead of talking about success, the common theme for that day is that we may make a lot of money, but my work feel totally meaningless.
所以那天聚会大家的主题就变成了，虽然的确我赚了很多的钱，可是我不知道我工作是在做什么，毫无意义。
For some people, maybe they are fortunate enough that they find satisfaction in the work that they do.
对某些人来说，他或许他们从工作中得到满足。
A few weeks ago, I drove home at night one day.
几个礼拜前，我有天晚上开车回家。
And as I tried to drive onto the street where the building that I live in was located,
当我快要开到家里的那个建筑物
，I realized that all the streets were blocked.
我发现所有的街道都被封锁了。
I couldn't even get into that street.
我甚至进不到我家的那条街。
So I was trying to find out what's happening. Is there something terrible happening in my building?
所以我要试着知道我们那边发生什么事，是不是我的那栋楼有问题。
But turn out what happened that day was that there was a cop who committed suicide a block from my building.
结果其实后来发生的事情是有一个警察他在我们家隔一条街的一个建筑物里面自杀。
Turn out this particular cop, he was almost going to retire in a couple of weeks.
而且我发现这个警察，他再过几个礼拜他就退休了。
So people talk about how great a cop he has been.
而且许多人讲到他是如何的是一位优秀的警察。
How much he enjoyed the job that he did serving the people of New York City.
讲到他如何的开心来服侍纽约市的这些他辖下的这些市民。
Among all his friends, the only conclusion that they could come up with about why this guy was commit suicide.
他的这些朋友，他们所做出唯一的结论，说他自杀的原因
was because he was unable to prepare himself for retirement. He could not bear to let this job go.
就是。结论就是他没有办法面对退休，他无法放掉这个工作。
Satisfaction in life，
在生命中的满足。
We all have this insatiable thirst，
我们都有一个无法填满的干渴。
We all look for meaning，
我们都在寻找意义。
Sometimes, especially if you were younger, you may not be able to understand the emptiness of this pursuit.
尤其当你比较年轻的时候，你很难发觉说这种追求中的空洞感。
We always feel that this is what could give me satisfaction.
我们总是觉得哦，这个东西可以给我满足。
And if it hasn't given me, it's because I just need a little more.
如果这个还没有给我满足，其实是因为我可能需要再多一点这个。
If you are outside right now and you are thirsty, what would you drink?
如果你在外面，而且你口渴，你会喝什么
？How many of you would like a can of ice cold soda？
有多少人会喜欢喝一罐冰凉的汽水
？Many of you would, right？
很多人都会这样子。
There's only one problem。
只是有个问题。
Do you know what soda is？
你知道汽水是什么
？Soda is made with caffeine and sugar。
它是咖啡因和糖所制作的。
So it actually would dehydrate you. The more soda you drink。
你喝的越多，其实它会让你失掉更多的水。
And that's the whole purpose, right? Because if you drink a can of soda, you get a little thirst, more thirstier later, you get another can.
而它这就是它的特别的地方。当你喝了一罐汽水后，你会更渴，你等下又会喝第二瓶。
You will buy more and more.
会让你不停的买。
And sometimes that's how we are, right?
有时候这是不是像我们
？You want something, you feel that thing could get you satisfaction.
你想要得到一个东西，认为它给你带来满足。
And when it doesn't give you satisfaction，
当它无法给你满足
，you should be looking at something else。
你应该找另外一个对象。
But no， what do we do？
可是不是，我们却怎么做
？We want more。
我们继续的要求更多。
We need to get more of that。
我们继续在追求更多同样的东西。
What is a life worth living？
什么样是一个有价值的人生
？Have you heard of the people talk about desire itself is infinite.
你知道人的欲望是无限的。
Desire, if you continue allow it to grow, it will lead to obsession.
当你让一个渴求不停的成长的时候，它会变成一种妄求。
So I may have depressed you enough by now.
可能我到现在已经让你们觉得很犹豫了。
But I also want you to know that there is hope.
可是我也希望你们知道是有希望的。
Let's take a look at Jesus' answer in this passage.
我们来看在这段经文中耶稣的回答。
We're from the second part of verse 13 to read till the end of verse 15.
我们从13节的中间部分一直读下去。
Jesus answered, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again.
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst.
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。
Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
The woman said to him,
妇人说
Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water.
先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
Jesus offered to this woman water that she'll never thirst again.
耶稣要赐予这个妇人一个永远不渴的水。
Let's take a look at what the water that woman trying to get initially.
我们来看这个妇人起初是要得到怎么样的水。
Where was she trying to get the water?
她想要从哪里得到水？
It's to come from a well.
是从一个井里。
What does that mean when water is from a well?
水从井里出来代表什么？
It means that it's come from deep down, that you have to put a lot of effort in to get the water.Out of the ground.
井水就代表你必须先花很大的力气从很深的地中把水抽出来。
You have to go and fetch it.
你必须要去打那里打水。
And the passage talk about this water, this particular well, the water is deep.
这里也讲到这一边这一口井是非常的深。
But isn't that what we feel sometimes?
有的时候我们是不是也有同样的感觉？
We need to go to the well by our own effort to go and get the water.
我们常常自己需要费我们的力量到那井里去深深的水打起来。
It is by our own effort that we will be able to get what can satisfy us.
我们借着自己的努力来得到一些我们认为可以满足我们的。
But how did Jesus describe what he had to offer this woman?
但耶稣是如何形容他所要赐给这位妇人的水？
It was described as in him a spring of living water.
在这边讲到在他里面将有活水的泉源。
What's the difference between a spring and a well?
所以一个活水跟一个井水有什么差别？
Spring is not something that you need to dig.
所以一个泉源你不需要挖。
Spring is something that's just available there.
这个泉源它本身就一直在涌出来。
Versus the well that you need to go and fetch.
而相对的一个井水你必须跑去那边深从里面打水。
This water that Jesus offers us is a spring that is available to us, that is inside us.
耶稣所要赐给我们的这一口井水活水是在我们里面的水。
Many of us are familiar with the story of the prophet Elijah.
我们许多人都读过关于以利亚的故事。
He has won a major battle for God.
他为了神打了一个美好的仗。
He was able to defeat 450 false prophets from Baal.
他击败了450个拜巴利的假先知。
But soon after this major victory, he was being pursued by the king.
可是当他打完这场胜仗的时候他被王所追赶。
Because the king's wife wanted to kill him.
因为王的妻子要杀他。
He ran away and he needed to rest.
他就逃跑了而且他非常累需要休息。
He was very upset with God.
他也对神发怒。
He felt about like, God, look, I have done all these things for you and look what I have to be right now.
他对神说神啊你看我为你做了这么多的事可是你看我现在在什么地步
But only when he was able to quiet down
可是只有当他整个人安静下来的时候
That God was able to feed him
神那时候才能够喂养他
And ultimately God was able to have an intimate conversation with him
最终神与他有一个很亲密的沟通
for us.
对我们。
We get busy and busy and busy every day.
我们每一天的生活就是忙碌，忙碌，忙碌。
And a lot of times we talk about, oh, I need rest.
有的时候我们说，哎呀，我需要休息一下。
But when we talk about rest, what do we do?
可是当我们讲到休息的时候，我们去做什么？
We watch Netflix.
我们上网看那个网络的电影。
We see rest is something that we need to do by doing nothing.
我们认为我们的休息，我们就是要做一些我们认为什么都不做的事。
We browse on the internet, pages after pages.
我们在上网一页一页的浏览。
What that means is we always look for solutions in terms of time and space.
我们总是在时间和空间之中寻找解决方案。
We find things to occupy our time and our space.
我们寻找一些东西来占据我们的时间，占据我们的空间。
But do we see this spring of living water that is inside us?
可是我们有没有看到我们里面有一口活水的泉源？
Do we realize that the rest that we need is not from watching different videos?
你有没有发现我们所需要的不是在看不完的录像带？
The rest we need is a time with God.
我们需要的休息是与神共处的时间。
How many of you like fishing?
多少人喜欢钓鱼？
Some of you like fishing, right?
我们有些人喜欢钓鱼。
But when you go to a nice quiet pond to fish,
但当你去一个很平稳安静的湖钓鱼，
and if you drop something heavy into the pond,
你把一个重的东西掉到水里，
as that heavy thing hit the sand,
当那个重的东西沉到打到底下的沙，
what happened?
发生什么事？
You see that the water there become what? Muddy.
你就看到那边的水，清澈的水就变得很浑浊
become murky.
充满了土。
You have to wait for the sediments to settle down before you can see the water to be clear again.
你必须等那些沉淀物都慢慢的又沉下去的时候，你才能再次看清楚。
And that's what our life is like.
这就是像我们的生活。
We have different things that hit our lives day after day after day.
我们的生命一天又一天的被不同的事情撞击。
So things become murky.
所以我们的生命就变得很浑浊。
We need to take time to allow those sediments to settle down.
我们必须花些时间让那些扬起的沉淀物慢慢的沉下去。
That's when we can see clearly again.
那时我们才能够清楚的看见。
The solution is inside us.
解决的方案是在里面。
It's the spring of living water inside us.
我们里面那活水的泉源。
Not the outside things that we do that keep us busy.
不是那些外面使我们忙碌的一些事情。
And Jesus also promised this woman about eternal life.
耶稣同时也应许这位妇人关于永生。
What is eternal life?
什么是永生？
What does it mean for things to last eternally?
一个事物可以存到永恒，到底代表什么？
Sometimes it would be like a boring sermon that feels like it's lasting eternally.
有时候一个很枯燥的主日讲台好像是永远无止境的。
But that wouldn't be the kind of eternal that Jesus would want us to have, right?
当然这不是耶稣所说的永恒的意思。
In the Gospel of John, the word eternal was mentioned 17 times.
在约翰福音，永生或者永恒这个字提到17次。
It's more than all the other three gospels combined.
这17次超过其他三卷福音书的总和。
It's really hard for us to think about the idea of eternal right now.
在这个时间中，我们很难明白永恒的意义。
Because everything is instantaneous.
因为每一件事都是在即时发生的。
Things change so fast.
事物改变得太快。
Anything that is popular now is different in a matter of days or weeks.
现在觉得很受欢迎的事物，可能几天了，一段时间就不受欢迎了。
So for us, we don't see things as they need to be eternal.
所以我们看见的事物，我们不会以一个永恒的眼光来看它。
We just see things as instantaneous, and they need to satisfy us, they need to be good to us.
所以我们所看见的事物都是好像可以及时供应我们的需要。
So it's only when we start understanding the preciousness of things being eternal that we would desire this eternal life.
只有当我们认识到永恒的珍贵的时候，我们才能够好好过这个生我们现在的生活。
Jesus also talked about this water welling up inside this woman.
耶稣也讲到，在这个妇人的里面可以有一股活水涌流出来。
What does the term welling up mean?
这个涌流是什么意思？
It gives you the sense it's like it's a very active water.
这讲到这个水是好像是活的。
Welling is like the idea of jumping, leaping, dancing.
它的意思，涌出的意思，好像它在跳，它在跳跃，它在跳舞。
This water welling up is full of motion.
这个涌流是充满了动态的。
It's very exciting. It's very energizing.
是很令人兴奋的，是很有能力的。
It's resourceful.
它是很有资源的。
This is the water that is welling up inside us.
这样子的一个活水从我们里面涌流出来。
And it is through this living water that's welling up inside us that bring us to action to serve God.
是从这样子的一个里面涌流出来的水给我们力量能力来服侍主。
I don't know if you guys still do this.
我不知道你们现在还这样子做吗。
But I remember many years ago when I was still at this church.
很多年前当我还在这里聚会。
That you would go and do street evangelism.
你们会出去在街上传福音。
And like go to the park, go to Broadway and do street evangelism.
我们去公园去百老汇街去发单张传福音。
And every time I saw that happening, there was one thing that really touched me.
当每次有这样子的发传福音的机会，有一件事总是很触动我。
Many brothers and sisters, they were full of energy to do this.
许多弟兄姐妹他们充满了活力去出去做。
When I picture them, I picture this idea of like this water welling up inside them.
我出去当我想到这件事，我想到他们好像是里面有一股活水在涌流出来。
But if I remember correctly, do you know which group that would be?
可是如果我记得不错的话，你知道是哪一群人吗？
It's the oldest group in the church.
总是年纪最大的那一群。
They were the one that were full of energy.
总是年纪最老的人，他们最有活力。
They were the one that full of excitement.
他们总是充满了兴奋。
They were the one that full of enthusiasm.
他们总是充满了动力。
Honestly, they were old.
说实话，他们很老。
How do you picture old people?
你怎么想象一群老年人？
Old people are people that have no energy.
老年人就代表没力量。
So every time I think about that, I see that this is.The power of that living water, that spring of living water, that's welling up inside them.
所以每次我想到这个图片的时候，我就想到是那活水的江河从他们里面涌流出来。
There's this enthusiasm.
这样子的一个活泼。
There's this action, this idea of jumping for joy to share the gospel.
这种跳跃，这种喜悦来分享福音。
It's something for us to learn.
这是我们值得学习的。
Looking at them, you know that this source of water is real.
当我们看见他们，我们看到这样子的活水是真实的。
This source of living water is alive.
这个水是活的，活生生的。
As we look at this story,
当我们在读这个故事，
we see that Jesus is going deeper and deeper as His conversation with this woman went on.
当他与这妇人谈到的时候，他所讲的越来越深入。
It started with something physical about thirst.
一开始是很外边的，是讲到肉身的干渴。
Then it gets to relational.
然后讲到进入到一个关系层面。
To help the woman to admit her needs.
让这位妇人承认她的需要。
But finally,
可是最后呢？
It gets to the idea of worship.
这里讲到敬拜。
In verse 23 and verse 24,
在第23和24节
these are passages that we are very, very familiar with.
这是我们非常熟悉的经文。
Let's read 23 and 24 together.
我们来一起读23、24节。
Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth. Worship in spirit and in truth. I think that when the woman asked Jesus about where to worship, she was very honest. By then, she knew that Jesus was not just some random guy that she met. So there's something that bothers her, that she wants to know how to worship God. Because at that time, the Samaritan, they believe only in the Pentateuch.
因为那时候的撒玛利亚人他们只信摩西五经。
So because of that, they didn't really see the temple in Jerusalem would be the place for them to worship.
所以你如果你只看摩西五经，你不会看到后来所讲到圣殿必须是在耶路撒冷建造。
They would see that another place, Mount Gerizim, would be the place for them to worship.
他们会看到在五经里面讲到要敬拜的山是基利心山。
So she wanted to know, well, what am I supposed to do?
所以他就很困惑，他说我要到底怎么敬拜。
And Jesus answered her by telling her to worship in spirit and in truth.
耶稣告诉他，你敬拜的时候要用灵，要用真理。
Worship in spirit.
在灵里敬拜。
It tells us that because God is spirit.
因为神是灵。
That means that God is not just physical.
神不是一个物质的存在。
But this is more than just about God as being not only physical.
这里是超过了神不仅仅是物质存在。
But it is important for us to understand that we are supposed to worship God with our inner life.
这里也告诉我们，我们要用我们内里的生命来敬拜神。
That when we are worshiping God, we allow our whole being to be in the presence of God.
我们是用我们的全人来敬拜神。
So when we worship Him on Sunday,
当我们主日来敬拜神，
it's more than just, okay, I am here physically at church, so I am worshiping God.
不仅仅是说主日我坐在这里，身体坐在这里，所以我正在敬拜神。
But it's about, do we also see that God is a spirit and we allow our whole being to be there, to be in God's presence.
这里也说到，既然我们知道神是灵，我们是不是用我们全人来敬拜他？
But what about worshiping in truth?
那关于在真理中敬拜神呢？
When John talks about truth here, it means that it is more than just a sincerity of heart.
当约翰在这边讲到真理的时候，他不是只是说里面心里面觉得很诚实诚恳。
I don't know if you have heard people that talk about like, oh, I worship God.
你有没有听过有些人说，哦，我也信神。
But I don't need to read the Bible.
可是我不需要读圣经。
I just know that God is in my heart.
我知道神在我心里。
And whatever I feel, that I am in God's presence already.
当我这样子感觉的时候，神就已经，我就已经在神里面了。
No, there is truth.
不是的，还有真理呢。
There is truth about God.
神的真理在哪里？
It is not just about, oh, I feel like I'm with God and I'm there.
不是当你感觉灵里你在神那里的时候，你就在神那里。
John uses gospel to tell us that the truth is we can only be with God through Christ.
这里约翰告诉我们的真理是，我们到神那里是除非是经过基督。
The truth is only found in Christ.
所有的真理是在基督里面才能找到。
And worship is actually a natural response that we have when we are in God's presence.
敬拜是当我们在神的面前的时候一个自然的反应。
There's nothing else that we can be if we are in front of God but just to worship Him for who He is.
如果我们在神的面前的时候，我们无法做任何事除了敬拜他。
So when we talk about worship in spirit and in truth,
所以当我们讲到在灵和真理中敬拜神，
What does that mean?
到底代表什么？
That means that we are in God's presence.
这代表说我们是在神的面前。
That we open ourselves fully to Him.
我们把自己是完全敞开向他。
And see God based on the truth that He has revealed to us.
我们看神是借着他所向我们启示的真理。
There was a pastor who lost his son to a drive-by shooting.
有位牧师，他被一个开车经过的人给他的儿子被这样子的一个开车的人给枪杀了。
He was just an innocent bystander.
他只不过是旁边一个路人就被流弹打到了。
But as a pastor, he realized that he need to spend time to help his congregation to deal with this.
作为一个牧者，他知道他需要帮助自己的会众来面对这样子的事。
He needed to stay strong at that time for the people who were looking towards him for guidance.
他知道在那样子的情形中，他需要向让他的会众带来一些指引。
After everything was settled, he realized that he needed to grieve.
当尘埃落定之后，他知道他需要有一段伤痛的时间。
He needed to handle his own emotions.
他需要整理自己的情绪。
So he took some time out to a retreat.
所以他到一个退休的地方，花一些时间在那里。
But during that retreat, he realized that he couldn't settle down.
可是，在那样子一个退休会中，他发现心灵无法得安宁。
His heart was troubled.
他的心忧伤。
He kept on asking God.Please help me.
他不断地问神，求问神说，神啊，帮助我。
Please speak to me.
神啊，对我，请对我说话。
Near the end of the retreat, he saw a prayer room in this conference center where this whole event took place.
在他快要结束这样子的一个退休的这段时间的时候，他在一个会议室，祷告的会议室中看见。
So he went in and sat down there and keep praying.
他就进到这样子的一个会议室，坐在那里，他在那边继续的祷告。
He was there to worship God, to be in God's presence.
他在那里敬拜神，在神的面前。
He was there to allow his whole being to be in God's presence.
他把自己全人放在神的面前。
He was still waiting for God to speak to him.
他仍然在等候神对他说话。
Just as he was getting ready to go, he turned back.
当他准备要离开的时候，他转身。
And what he saw was a cross behind him.
他一转身看到的是在他面前的一个十字架。
As he looked at the cross,
当他看盯着那十字架的时候，
he realized that God was speaking to him.
他发现神正在这样子的对他说话。
What did the cross tell him?
这个十字架在对他说什么话？
God was telling him that I understand.
神在告诉他说，我了解，我明白。
Just like you, I have lost my son.
跟你一样，我也失去了一个儿子。
Worship in spirit and in truth.
我们是在灵和真理中敬拜。
He was there worshiping.
他在那里在敬拜。
He allowed his whole being to be in God's spirit.
他让他全人在神的灵面前。
And his comfort was from one of the most basic truths that every Christian would know.
他得到的安慰是应该是每一个基督徒都应该知道的。
That Christ sent his son to die.
就是神将他的儿子差遣来为我们死。
That is the idea of true worship.
这是真实的敬拜。
That we open our hearts to God.
我们将我们的心向神敞开。
We are in His presence.
我们是在他的面前。
And the truth of God means a lot to us.
而神的真理对我们是极为重要的。
The truth of God reveals God's understanding of what we are going through.
神的真理让我们明白我们在经历的一切事情。
And that's what worship in spirit and in truth means.
这就是在灵和真理中敬拜的意义。
What about us?
那我们呢？
We come to worship every Sunday.
我们每个主日都来敬拜。
Do we open our hearts to God so that our spirit is worshiping Him?
我们有没有将心敞开，所以我们是在灵里敬拜？
Do we believe that the truth of God relates?To what we are going through.
你相信神的真理是与我们所经历的一切事都有关联的。
Does it matter?
这对我们是真的重要吗？
This passage tells us that for this woman, she sensed this emptiness in her life.
这段经文告诉我们，这位妇人她感受到心中的空虚。
She started out by seeing things from the outside that she was thirsty, she needs water.
她首先看到的是她外面身体的口渴。
Jesus helped her to see that your need is actually deeper inside.
耶稣让她看见你的需要更深，是你里面干渴。
She thought that she would be able to get what she needs from the outside by digging in the well.
她以为她借着外面去挖掘，深深的挖掘那个井，她可以得到她的需要。
Jesus told her that there is this spring of living water inside you.
耶稣告诉她说，在你里面就有那一口活水的井，活水的泉源。
She thought that her problem is, I don't know physically where to be to worship.
而妇人首先的问题是，我应该在哪里敬拜神是最好的。
Jesus told her that you need to worship in spirit and in truth.
耶稣却告诉她，你要敬拜的是在灵和真理中。
A lot of things we think that it is being dealt with from the outside.
很多的事情我们以为是要从外面来解决。
Are you ready to deal with it from the inside?
你准备好从里面来解决对付它吗？
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Our dear gracious Lord,
我们充满恩典的主，
We come before you with humility.
我们谦卑地到你面前。
We give thanks for you are the God that know us inside out.
我们感谢你，你是那从里到外认识我们的主。
Help us to open our life to you.
帮助我们将我们的生命向你敞开。
Not focusing on the outside.
不是注目在外面。
But be open on the inside.
但里面向你敞开。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.